Blog Talk Radio.
Open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Network. Excuse me. Miss Nina is also a Reiki master and teacher and a psychic. All are welcome, male, female, or children. I've been a psychic for over 40 plus years. I do tarot readings, Chinese readings, yes, I do, angel readings. I also connect with loved ones that have passed over. I'm one of a kind psychic. I'm honest, and I shoot from the hip. I don't believe in nonsense. Tell it like it is, and the truth will set you free. Now, for a more in-depth reading, from 30 minutes to an hour, contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Or you're welcome to leave me a note on Facebook. It's the Essence of Success Network, and I'll respond in 24 hours. My reading times are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I don't work on the weekends unless it's an emergency. Okay, now with that, Miss Nina's with us, and she's doing the prayer today. She shared a really nice prayer with me, so I asked her to say the prayer today on the show before we begin. So, Miss Nina, I'm turning it over to you. And God and the angels and miracles.
Yes, you bet. Thank you, Lennis. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless my friends. I ask you to minister to their spirit. Where there is pain, give them your peace and mercy. Where there is self-doubting, release a renewed confidence to work through them. Where there is tiredness or exhaustion, I ask you to give them understanding, guidance, and strength. Where there is fear, reveal your love and release to them your courage. Bless their finances, give them greater vision, and raise up leaders and friends to support and encourage them. I ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Nina. That was a beautiful prayer. I was praying right along with you, too, and praising God. Okay, well, I guess we're ready to begin now. Miss Nina's going to come in now and then on the line because she might pick up something as well. So anyway, you've got me and Miss Nina today, so we shall begin. Our first caller is area code 814. Please turn your radio off. You're on the line.
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic. What can we do for you today?
My question is, do you see me changing jobs?
Okay. I'm getting yes and no. It's almost like you're being pushed. The universe is pushing you into that direction to change the job that you're at now. They're telling me that you're unhappy at the position where you're at right now. Change is coming. Yes. there is a new job. You've been applying. I'm seeing something in 2 weeks that you're going to hear back from. Have you been applying already, Amy, at other companies?
Well, I did put in somewhere, and then I found out that I didn't get the job.
Okay, well, I see you hearing something in 2 weeks, so either something that you've already applied for or either you're going to apply, but you will get a response back in 2 weeks. And it looks like a permanent position. Yep.
Okay.
It's a permanent position, but, yeah, I see you're unhappy where you're at. The hours and the commute is not the best. Is that right?
It's not real far.
No,
the commute isn't the problem. It's just the place, the negativity.
Okay, I understand. I can see that you're unhappy there. Well, what I'll tell you is, do apply, because you're going to get a response in 2 weeks. So continue to apply for other positions or even those that you have applied for already. I know you just said one, you thought you got it, but you didn't. Give them a call back. And, you know, always when you apply for a position, send them a thank you card, you know.
Okay, yeah, I did.
Let me be able to, to interview. Well, I see a response in 2 weeks. And it's
okay.
A permanent position. It's not temporary. So your prayers are being heard.
Okay.
Continue to go ahead and fill out those applications, because one of them, I don't know who, but one of them, it seems like a big corporation, but anyway, one of them is going to respond to you about whether or not you want the position, if you want to take it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, let me know. Give me a call back and let me know. I wish you the very best, but in 2 weeks I think you'll feel a lot better. Your prayers will be answered, and you know that you're on your way to a better job and a better environment.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Amy.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a wonderful week.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 404, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. How are you?
I'm fine. My question is, I keep getting, these stabbing pains, like negativity, and I was wondering if you could point out the source, or do you know where it's coming from?
Yeah, a woman.
A woman?
And she's stabbing you in your back. Where is your pain at? Is it your lower back?
No, it's my stomach.
Okay. Oh, honey. You got to let that go. When you said your stomach, you made me think about myself. I just got out the hospital recently, and got to let that go. Let me concentrate a little bit more on you. It's jealousy. And this woman has no reason to be jealous. You know what? She feels like a sister. Now I'm picking up more that it's a sister. Wow. Or somebody close to you like a sister. Yep. And I see her stabbing you in the back. You're feeling it in your stomach because you're holding it in. And when you hold it in, it's got to come loose somewhere, right? Either through ulcers or your back or either diarrhea, but it's going to show up in your body. So that's why I'm telling you, if it's your stomach cramping me or cramping you, excuse me, because you're so upset, you got to let that go because it could turn out to be very toxic to you. But I see this woman as your sister, someone very close, or like a sister. But, yeah, and it's jealousy. And you know what, Bethany? I don't understand that. It's like she has issues. Let me tell you what I'm picking up. She has issues. Her self-esteem is low, and she has insecurities. Mm-hmm. So instead of say like this, Bethany, if you got a new job and you start Monday, a good friend would say, "Ooh, girl, I'm so happy for you. Yay. You got that job. You know, beautiful." She would be like, "Well, how come she got the job? How come I couldn't get a job paying $20 an hour? I think I'm qualified." Do you understand the nastiness?
Yeah. Do you know which sister?
younger.
Wow.
I'm getting younger. You have an older sister, too, but it's a younger one. So I can understand that, the immaturity and the jealousy, but, yeah. You know what? Your older sister is closer to you than you realize. She really loves you and looks out for you, but she knows all you guys are independent, and you all have been through some stuff in your life and have issues. So, but, yes, your older sister really loves you. But anyway, your younger sister, she's just immature. She doesn't know. And, you know, sometimes it's the one that we really dote on and help and love is the one that will hurt us the most. You may not understand that right now, but it's true. It's true.
Okay.
So, you know, it seemed like you just need to have a have a conversation with her and let her know that you love her, that there's no need for her to be competitive or jealous or envious of you. You're doing what's best for you so that you can survive in this world, and you hope that your sister does the same thing, right? And together, you can pull together as one, but the strife between you is no good. So, you know, let her know that. Like I said, she's just young and immature. I'm not condoning her actions and what she's doing to you, no. I'm just saying that you should have a conversation with her so she understands. And I'll tell you why she feels this way. It's her peer group. It's the girls that she's around are very jealous and competitive. So she's not picking that up from you. It's from her peer group, but she's showing it to you.
Okay, so was this more like a cherry on top kind of thing? Like you just topped everything off?
Talk everything off? No, just have a conversation with her and tell her. I know it's you.
Okay.
You can tell her that I told you. I know it's you that I've been feeling these feelings about. So, you know, in conversation, what are you doing? Or how do you feel about me? Do you want to know how I feel about you as a sister? You know, and that conversation will clear up a lot. It really will.
The time frame goes when it happened. Like we don't speak, and she's very far away. So I'm kind of skeptical about that. I'm like, when I speak to a certain person, you know, or I think about a certain person, I get that spike in the stomach. But you think it's my sister? It's not like a cherry or, you know, like all this negativity, and then somebody else comes and it's like.
No, I'm not picking. Oh, okay. I'm also picking up that your younger sister, whoever this woman is, your younger sister or a woman that's like a sister to you, she wants to know why you don't see the light. That's part of her behavior towards you, too, is why you don't see the light.
I really don't get that.
Whatever that you're going through, she feels like you could do better. So you mentioned a name, Jerry. You were wondering, was it coming off of him? No, it's a female. It is a female. That's why I said I have the feeling that they're showing me, and what I feel in my gut is your sister or somebody that's like a sister, but she is younger than you.
Okay.
It's not coming from a male. It's coming from a female. This is why I said have a conversation with your sister. It doesn't matter whether your sister lives next door or she lives in New York and you're in California. You know, it's the vibration and the energy is still out there. Yeah. So just have a conversation with her. But no, it's not coming from a man. No.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, and have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 216, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis.
Hi.
Hello. This is Sharon speaking this evening. Thank you
Hi,
for taking
Sharon.
My call.
Hi, Sharon. How are you? Oh, how
I'm
are
doing
you?
Well, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. What can I answer
my
for
question.
You?
Yeah. My question to you is, Friday is I'm on a contract job. It ends Friday. Do you see another?
Okay.
Of course, I'm still looking for permanent work, but I'm sending resumes out every week. I mean, at least five. do you see another job coming to me? If the project is done, they were really nice there.
Okay, yeah, there is a job coming. Why am I seeing black and white? It's like one hand is black and the other hand is white. Is it industry? No. Clothing?
No.
It's almost like I'm seeing this as the logo of the company. It's like the logo of the company. It's black and white. Now I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the, what's the circle? Oh, Jesus. God, I can see. It's Chinese, good and bad, and it's black and white, but it's like a circle, maybe like infinity, but there's an up and down or cause and effect. There it is. Jesus, that was hard.
It's yin and yang.
Yin and yang. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Nina. So
thanks, Nina. I didn't know. I'm clueless.
Oh.
Karen, I'm seeing a job for you, too. In fact, I think you're going to have a choice of two, but they're not permanent.
I know. I keep getting contracts from my recruiter. I just haven't found the permanent one for me yet. I'm still looking, but you got to understand, I'm getting paid decent at these contract jobs, so I can't complain. And I'm getting benefits, but go on.
Okay. For now, take what you can get. The economy sucks right now.
I know.
So,
yeah, you see it coming soon?
Yeah, there's something there. Like, it's right there. There's two of them. You are going to have a choice.
That's so cute. My recruiter's working on something right now. Of course, I've got to go through the interviewing process. There's like three people they're sending. But you're right, she's working on something for me right now. Decent money, too.
Yeah, there's definitely something there. Like I said, there's nothing permanent right now. I don't see anything permanent for another 6 to 8 months.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh. I guess if I waited this long, if I keep contracting, I can't complain, you know. But I am going to get the permanent one, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Eventually, yes. You sure are.
So I should hear I should hear soon about this other one.
Yeah, I'm thinking this week.
Thank you.
Hey.
I got to take what I can get. At least
yeah,
I'm still utilizing my skills. I know.
Yeah, and Sharon, at least you're working. You know what I mean?
I know.
I know you want permanent. I understand for the benefits, but at least as long as they're sending you out on these temporary contracts, you're working.
But you do get benefits with contracting too. They're not as good as working for corporations. Oh yeah, I've got benefits with this temp agency. Can you believe it? They give benefits now. Great.
Good.
I know.
Good. Glad to hear that.
But I know. Just be patient, but the bottom line is you don't see me unemployed. That's what I'm afraid, yeah.
No. No, and I don't think Miss Nina, were you picking that up? I didn't. They should be working. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're okay, and I think one of these contract jobs is the one that's going to lead to a permanent position.
You could be right. If that's what I need to do, you know. Okay. All right. Thank you, both of you, Lennis and Nina, okay? Thank you.
You're
very welcome. We wish you the very best.
You're appreciated for taking the time. It's so nice of you. Thanks for answering my question. Have a nice evening, okay? Put me on hold.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Next area code is 610. You're on the line with Lennis. And Nina,
hi, Lennis. Hi, Lenny. This is Sonia from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Hi, Sonia. I'm doing terrific.
Yes, I had spoken to you a while back, and actually you had told me that I was going to get a job in pharmaceuticals, and I did. But unfortunately, I was let go from the position this past Friday, a week ago. So, you know, that was kind of rough. I did not expect that. And it's just because of their examination. You can only do the exam so many times. And it was something very different because my background is IT, and I don't know what got into me that, you know, to apply for this job. But anyways, I'm hoping my unemployment, they have to, you know, reopen my case for unemployment. So I'm hoping it will go through since it was nothing that I did. So my fingers are toes are crossed.
Did they lay you off? You'll get unemployment if they laid you off. If they terminated you, it's a 13-week wait.
So
did they just lay you off? If they did, you'll get a check in 2 weeks if you've applied.
Well, actually, I was getting unemployment, and I just had stopped because I got income for those 2 weeks. So they told me that, you know, it just stopped there, but it told me, I mean, I was looking at the laws, and it looks like you have to do something, like, really bad for them, you know, because the termination wasn't because of poor performance. It's just that that didn't pass their examination, and that's not performance, really, you know. So, but anyways, I have been putting a lot of things out there in my field this time, you know, software training, support, those type of jobs. And I don't know, and I've put a lot of things, big companies, small companies. And as a matter of fact, I saw a company that's about 15 minutes from where I live, and they have a support position, and I see also they have a software sales position, you know, someone to go at the trade shows and all that. So I don't know if you're picking up anything as far as that company. I haven't applied yet.
They're
going to call tomorrow.
I was thinking, I think the last time I talked to you, Sonia, I did see something like that because it was a little bit different than what you were used to. Didn't I mention that before? Because when you said a trade company, I thought that's what it clicked. Didn't I mention that before?
They're not a
trade company. Because I know you're an IT professional, but it wasn't.
They're a software development company. But what I'm saying is that they had two positions. One is sales, software, and the other one is support. And I just saw this yesterday. But like I said, I've put a lot of things out there in the past week, you know, a lot of different companies. So.
Okay, well, continue to do that. I see temporary. I see you getting a temporary position. But you know what, like the last caller, if temporary keeps a paycheck coming for you, then God bless, so be it. But I see temporary.
So by when do you see me finding a position?
I'm sorry?
So by when do you see me finding it?
Oh, temporary? I'm seeing 2 weeks.
I was seeing 2 as well. So, yeah, 2 weeks.
So even if I apply at a company that's looking for someone full-time permanent, they're still going to give me temporary? Is that what you're saying?
No, you take what you can get, honey. Just what we're seeing right now, only a temporary job is coming up for you.
Oh, okay.
Right. But you can still apply to be, you know, I'm not telling you don't apply for the permanent positions, yes, because that's ultimately what you want. But for right now, then to not have any money coming in, there's a temporary position you can get.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Wish you the best. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, next caller. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina on this last Sunday in April. Boy, May Day is coming up. Oh, just to let you guys know, too, the full moon is May 3rd. So mark it on your calendar. Full moon is May 3rd.
That's
okay.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Oh, hey, how about that? It sure is, because the first is what, Friday? Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Oh, boy. And we'll be into summer almost. Yay! Okay, let's go to the next call. And don't forget, the chat room is open. Miss Nina is there. Not only is she the moderator, but she is also a Reiki master and teacher and a psychic as well. So just to let y'all know. Okay, next call is area code 516. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sandra. Thanks, ladies, for taking my call.
You're most welcome, Sandra.
Happy spring.
And happy spring to you too, young lady.
Thank you. So I'm very pleased to have, I have a new job where I'm working full time, and it's been about a month, and I'm settling in there, and I really like it. But my boss, who is single, is shamelessly flirting with me, and I could tell he has a big-ass crush on me. And I mean, he's nice and cute, and I'm just trying to, you know, remain obviously professional, even though he tends to flirt with me, and you know. So
this is your boss?
Yeah, he's the owner of the company. His name is Dave.
Okay, stop right there. Let me tell you about Dave, because you're fresh meat. You just started. Have you ever heard that expression, fresh meat?
Yes, I have.
Okay, let me think for a minute here about this Dave guy. He's a good guy. You're right. He's very flirtatious. There's a woman in the background. Is he married, Sandra?
No, I know he helps his mom.
Okay.
Like,
no,
his mom's
stop.
In
That's
Florida, and
is.
I just heard him talking with her, and he was like, you sure you don't want me to send you a check, Mom?
Yeah,
like, he's
no.
pretty
That's
close
who it
to
is.
His parents.
Yep, that's who it is, because I could see a woman in the background and he helped. Okay, that answers that perfectly. Okay. Oh, okay. You know why he's flirting with you? You and him were in a past life together as a boyfriend, girlfriend. Oh, wow. Yeah, it goes way back. This is residual from a past life that has never been completed between you two.
Interesting.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I see you two as kids. You almost grew up as boyfriend, girlfriend. You were like neighbors. You know what I mean? You just grew up.
Yeah,
I see you like from age 5 or 7 and like 2 houses away from each other, a house away from you. You guys just grew up together and you were very close. It's a past life that goes all the way back. I'm seeing a civil war.
Wow.
So it's way back, but yeah. And evidently he died during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you two were married. You two got married. 2 kids. Oh, yeah, I can see your dress now and your hat. Yeah,
aww.
He got killed in the service in the Civil War. So it's way back then. So he feels like he never got to be back with his wife or his children. So there's that residual. Sometimes our past lives can come forth. You know how it's a deja vu?
Yeah, which is funny
so
because, I mean.
He can't explain it. He can't explain it. He just has a very strong attraction to you. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
even understand it. He just knows that it's something about you. Oh, my God. I mean, if he could just snatch you up right now and take you home, believe me, he would. You're better than ice cream.
I think
nuts.
So, because, you know, it's funny when a guy says to you, you have really long eyelashes.
Yeah, that's
I'm like,
close.
I'm like,
yeah,
he's really paying attention, huh?
Yeah. Sandra, I'm not picking up anything bad on his spirit. I'm not. He's a good guy. He is a good guy, but, oh,
well,
yeah.
I don't
but
usually
that's what
get
it is.
In, you know, I normally
it's
don't.
It's a past life thing with you.
Yeah,
two.
I don't get involved with people that I work with. That's generally how it goes for me.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
You don't want to shit where you eat.
Exactly.
That's true.
But, you know, I can see probably down the line him asking me out on a date, and I'm like, I just wanted to see what you guys saw and saw if, you know, you saw any connection or if I should maybe give it a chance or.
Well,
I would
go ahead, Nina.
I would definitely give it a chance as long as it's not going to jeopardize your job.
Right.
Let's face it, earning a living is first and foremost. So you've got to think of that. So as long as it's not going to jeopardize your job, I don't see a reason why you shouldn't go up with somebody that's as nice as he is, because I'm picking up he's a really nice guy.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
He very much is. I can see from the month that I've been there, like every Saturday he buys lunch for everybody. He seems to be genuinely concerned about his employees. You know, if there's any issue going on, he's, you know, ready, willing to speak with them. So he does seem like a very genuinely nice guy. But like you said, I don't usually, you know, hey, look, there's been plenty of men, even like coworkers. I've never even dated coworkers within my field because I don't like to, you know, have that awkwardness going on during business. And, you know, it's kind of frowned upon in corporate environments.
Let me ask you, Sandra.
This isn't corporate, but still, I still have that mentality, like, running, you know, in the background for me, because I'm just accustomed to that.
No, I understand. That's your morality issue, and I understand that. That's fine. I have a question for you. What would you say if he asked you to marry him?
Yeah, because that's coming.
Yeah, you know,
it
I
is.
Don't doubt that, because he actually, you know, He actually said that he's looking, he had a child with somebody when he was in his 20s, and he's very close to her, and, you know, he seems like a real loving father. But he mentioned to me just recently that he's, you know, looking to settle down and have a child with someone. And I was like, well that's an interesting topic. I'm like, I wonder why he's bringing it up to me.
Because you're the person he wants to be with, and he wants to have a child by. Are you still young enough that you can have children, or do you even want children?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a little, I don't know, you know, I guess it's a possibility.
You're on the fence about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a possibility, you know, is how I look at it. I, you know, when I was engaged to the person I was engaged to, I was, you know, 10 years back, I thought about having children, but he wasn't financially secure enough to do so. And so I really kind of put it out of my head at that point because I didn't want us to be struggling. And I think we were both trying, you know, to, we were both trying to, you know, be secure in our jobs, and we weren't yet, you know.
Okay, well you're going to marry this guy and you're going to have two daughters. So
well,
remember
that. That's a lot. I
want
to have a date
first. Remember
that.
This is the last Sunday in April 2015, probably a year from now or maybe toward the end of the year, things will maybe start to get a little bit more serious between you two. I would say probably at the end of the summer. But he is going to ask you to marry him, and you're going to marry him, and you guys are going to have two little girls.
Aww.
And God is blessing him with daughters because of the way that he's treated his mom.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You know who your husband is in the future, but just continue the way you are right now. That's beautiful. What you're doing right now is very beautiful. But after a while, like I said, by the end of the summer, you probably two of you are going to be dating, and by December, it's going to be serious, like, you know, will you marry me?
He's very sweet. Like, we both quit smoking, and we both gained a couple of extra pounds for it. And I could tell he wants to be around me, so he said to me, would you consider joining Weight Watchers with me? We could be partners.
Oh.
You know? Like, he's really trying. You know, I could see.
Yes, I think that's so sweet.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
Well, honey, that's your husband.
All right, well, there you go.
I feel that very strongly. What about you, Miss Nina?
No, I'm picking up the same thing, yeah. Go be his partner in Weight Watchers because you two are destined to be together.
Oh,
yep.
How nice. Well, I hope I'm destined to lose a couple pounds, too.
Oh, you will. You two will enjoy it together. And what better way to lose weight than, you know, doing it with somebody? That's more fun then. Yeah, because even if you get bad after exercise, say, let's go get a quick ice cream cone or something. That's okay. The two of you can enjoy that together, you know, and you don't feel guilty. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really feel blessed by the information you both gave me.
Just
remember it. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for calling, Sandra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 509. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. That was a
really
nice
there you are. And who's this?
I was just like, aw. It's Erica from Washington.
Okay, Erica, and how are you doing this fine day, young lady?
I'm good. My roommate situation thing, like, I moved into the university last month, like late days of last month, but she ended up moving, and her name was Emily Walton. She moved in with her buddies across the hallway, and she was a really nice girl, like you said, very down to earth and blah, blah, but she is just... And then I just wanted to ask about my job. Well, I don't have one yet, but I did apply once, like the second week of the quarter once I arrived. And I want to know, like, when you see the job offers coming. One of them starts in the summer, and it's only 4 weeks, and then the other one starts in the fall throughout the school year at the gym.
You could do both. You can do both of them.
Yeah.
Do your summer job and then do the winter. Yeah. You get the job.
Yeah, and they haven't started.
And also, put on the board that you're looking for another roommate, because I see you getting another roommate. So wherever that you listed
this,
on the board, yeah.
This quarter? Because it's only like
yeah.
10 more weeks left in the quarter.
Yeah, but I see somebody else moving in with you, somebody that's they're very quiet. This girl's very quiet. She's not peer pressure or, you know, one of the most popular girls or nothing like that. She's just a quiet person. She's about her career and goals.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, I got to get this education to make the money I want to make. So she might be a better fit for you. But that's why I'm telling you to post it on the board that you would like another roommate. You'll
mm-hmm.
meet her. She's quiet, kind of shy and reserved, but it's just that, I mean, that's the intention that she gives people, but actually she's brilliant in her mind. She's just one of those people she likes, you know, she's trying to get somewhere, and so she knows she's got to study and blah, 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 so she doesn't care about the partying.
Do I know her already? Because I know someone like that already, but she sleeps with the TV on, and we go back from high school, and it's like, no, like, I cannot stand the TV, you know? I just haven't told her
that. You like
it
quiet
but
when you go to sleep, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if
yeah.
it's her or not, but I know she's quiet. She's a quiet
whoever
person.
It is. No, I don't think it is.
No,
mm-hmm.
headphones work. You can watch TV with headphones, too. So if that's who it is, get her some headphones or tell her to bring some. Then she can
oh.
watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's her. I really, really doubt it. But she leaves the TV on throughout the night when she sleeps. Like, she falls asleep with the TV on, and she leaves it throughout. So it's like, I had a sleepover at her place, like, last year, so that's all I know. but, yeah. I was just wondering about the jobs. Like, they haven't started the interviews, and they will, like, soon, within maybe next week at the latest, I think. And, yeah, I was wondering if I'll get an offer for both of each, I guess.
Yes, for both jobs. But it's because
mm-hmm.
you're, how can I say it? Not being pushy, but you're letting them know that you're very interested in the job. And that's why that you're one of the people that gets the job, because it's more than you. So you're one of the people. And in the fall, I see you getting that job too. I don't really see a problem there.
Oh,
but,
okay. Yeah, because
yeah.
They want to situate, you know, who's getting the job now before the job even starts. Like, they're already making sure they have someone for the job till fall or when it starts in fall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. And I have been, like, following up with them, but then they're just slacking, like, oh, we haven't started interviews and this and that. But I only bug them, like, once every 2 weeks.
No, do it once a week. No, don't wait 2 weeks. Do it once a week. You know.
Okay.
I don't care if it's uh-huh. every Thursday or every Wednesday, but once a week, call them and let them know. So they'll know that you're interested. One thing, too, it kind of wears a person down. They're like, well, we'll just go ahead and hire Erica so she don't call anymore. But, you know, that's okay. You have to do what you have to do, right? You're in school
yeah.
and you're trying to work, so that's a heavy load. I know that, to go to school and work as well, so it's a heavy load, but,
yeah.
yep, you can do it. The part-time one will be good because that will prepare you for the fall when you're putting in more hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's
like
with
this
high
summer,
school kids.
Do,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have
yeah.
to kind of babysit them. It's funny, but it should be a fun job. But when do you see the job offers, like, being – well, when do you see them offering the job to me? Like, in 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
3 weeks.
Or, like,
how did you know that?
3 weeks?
That's what I got. 3 weeks. Yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of calculating.
Surprising. You said that. We both said it almost at the same time. Yeah, in about 3 weeks. Yep.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
should get the job. Miss Nina, what do you did you see the same or different?
No, I'm seeing the same, but you've got to be a little bit more aggressive. Like Lena said, don't wait 2 weeks. 1 week
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
enough time to give them. So, yeah, be a little bit more assertive.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the word I was looking
yeah.
for. The more assertive you are, yep.
Well, the gym job barely closed on Friday, So on Friday was like no more applicants can apply. So, but I will follow up this week, I guess. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't guess. Do it, honey. Yeah, follow up. Do it.
Yeah. And I have
the more assertive you are, you'll get the job. What Nina just said, the more assertive you are, you'll get the job. And you'll do fine. You'll do fine this summer and this fall. You have a little extra money while you're going to school. Just remember, don't put too much on your plate that you can't handle and burn yourself out.
They're easy jobs.
You know what I mean? Like you go to school all day and then you work, what, 4 or 5 hours at night and then try and do your college work and then go to school the next morning and again repeat it the following night. So I'm just saying, you know, pace yourself. You're going to do this and you're going to do it well. But just remember, you are a human being. Don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
The good thing is that the gym job is just front and desk, so I get to do, like, my stuff if I want, you know. All I have to do is just, if someone needs a jump rope, to come to me, and then I check it out to them. Or I make sure that everyone, you know, has a card to go walk in the gym. That way we don't have people sliding in, you know, without being students.
Okay.
So it's a really easy job. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Erica, we wish you the very best, young lady. I know things are going to work out good for you. Just be assertive, like Nina said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week. You're welcome.
Before you go on to the next call, I would just like to remind everyone, one question, please. We have lots of people in the queue, and we'd like to get to just about everyone. So if you could keep it to one question, and a minimum, you know, 5 minutes, I think, is enough. So if you could do that for us, please. We want to help as many people as possible.
Yeah, we sure do. Okay. Thank you, Miss Nina.
Welcome.
Okay, area code 303, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, my name is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good. I'm calling about the same theme that's been going on with the job, most of them are calling about whether you see a job for me and when.
Oh, okay.
Are you working now, Randy?
Just like as needed, I'm working in a for a hospice, but not really. It's like a few hours. But yeah.
Are you looking for something permanent or part time?
I would like permanent, but you know, whatever comes up. As long as I'm happy, that's the most important thing for me. I want to be happy where I'm working.
Well, the happy part I see coming in is a part-time job.
Okay.
Lennis, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up something in the medical field. She's already in hospice, so did you want to continue in the medical field?
I really want to work with children. Is what I really want to work with.
Well, you know, you can work with children in the medical field, too.
I know. No, but not really sick. I don't want to work with sick children. I mean... Yeah.
I know.
I would love to work in a school, actually.
Oh, okay. That helps me.
Yeah, like I said, the happy, yeah, I can see that working with kids, but it's part-time and it's not very many hours a week. So I'm picking up there is a permanent position. It's not a happy, happy job for you, but there is one around the corner for you. The happy is there too, though.
So you're gonna have. You think I should wait? Should I wait for the happy one? I shouldn't take the next one.
No. Do you have a trust fund? No, do not wait. Listen to Nina. Don't wait, Randy.
Okay.
Don't ever put your destiny out there like that. You need to take what you've been given at the time. It may be something that you're just going to hang on to for a short period of time, but for now, because you never want to be without a job. That would put too much stress on you. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
So
you see coming soon?
Yes.
How soon? You know?
A few weeks.
Lennis, in the next month. Lennis, what are you picking up?
In a few weeks. It will be the next month. I'm picking up right now the third week of May. when the job will become open for her, that she'll get hired for the temporary. And I'm going to tell you, Randy, I see you working permanently come September. In September,
oh, you mean
some
a different
job.
Not the same
job.
Oh,
no, it's not that one. No, it's a different job, but it's permanent in September. In the
field
that you're talking about, working with kids. So as different things come up all summer, be applying for them. Whether it's working with a school or a community center or a daycare, whatever. Just be applying for them all summer because September you'll be working permanently with benefits.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
But
thank
like
you so
said,
much.
I mean, yeah. But you're happy, you'll be up in about 3 weeks. So that's shortly.
Okay, perfect. Sounds
all
good.
All right, Randy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Area code 917, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Nina. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How's Portia? I just had to tease you. Go ahead. Did you get that
joke? I have
joke?
A question. No. Anyway, I didn't get the joke. I think we spoke over each other.
Oh, I was just saying because Ellen Generis, I can never say her last name.
Oh.
Her wife is Portia. So I was teasing you when you said Ellen. I was like, oh, well, where's Portia?
Okay.
Okay,
now
inside
I got
joke.
It.
Never mind. Go ahead, Ellen.
I'm calling about a vacation. I'm planning a vacation in the summer, and I guess I would like to know what you pick up about it psychically. I'm particularly concerned about the timing. Is August a good time for the trip?
August a good time for a vacation? I would think so. Unless you're doing something during hurricane season. Are you on a cruise ship?
No.
Okay. If you're not on a cruise ship out on the water, I don't see anything wrong with August for vacation. Let me look past your spirit and see. Okay. While you're on vacation, you're going to have trouble with an older woman. She's lambastic. She's kind of mean. Trying to see, why are you talking to her? Oh, she's a relative. Is it your aunt or your mother? I see an older woman, but she's kind of mean-spirited. In other words, she says things that hurts people's feelings. And she's not quick to say, I'm sorry for what I said, or like, if you don't like it, oh, well. But sometimes, or as the kids say, she speaks out the side of her mouth. So other than that, I don't see any problem with your vacation. It's just with that older woman. I see you having problems because I see you two bickering back and forth. But other than that, I don't see any problems. Should have a good vacation.
That's wonderful.
Nina?
I'm not picking up anything at all. I'm assuming that means that, go for your August vacation.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And yeah. I'll avoid this older woman who likes to fight because I don't want to. I'm going to have a good
right.
time.
Right. There you go. Okay. And you
don't
will.
Don't go with her then.
I'm sorry?
Don't go on vacation with her then.
Oh, no, don't worry. I won't do that.
Okay. Then you should have a time.
Thank you so much, Nina and Linus.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful vacation, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Come on. Area code 951. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in.
Hi, Nathaniel. Hi. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I'm looking for some work.
Okay. Any particular field, Nathaniel, that you're interested in?
Well, I'm working security now, but it's just a part-time job. It's not enough.
But what do you like to do, though? That's
I like
okay
to play music. I like to play
oh, okay.
music.
Okay.
And I'm a I do astrology and a lot of stuff too.
Oh. Well, okay. Do you do readings, Nathaniel?
Yes, I do.
Have we spoken before?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we have.
Yes. I understand. You want objectivity about a job. God, I see you with money coming in from different resources, though.
It's
not just your security,
true.
But
it's
your astrology. I'm sorry.
Usually, I have more. Yeah, usually I seem to have more money, but not the last couple of years.
Oh well, as Ms. Nina said earlier here about, you know, the economy sucks right now, and that's
yeah.
true. Yeah, gee, that's too bad. Do you do charts, Nathaniel, for people? Because I see
you
get paid for that.
Yeah, see, because I do Chinese astrology is for the year. And then I do, I have it broken up into 48 weeks, and then I have a certain day, you know, like Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement.
Okay. Oh, now I remember you. Right.
Yeah.
We talked afterwards.
Okay.
Now I remember you, Nathaniel. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as far as I know your gift, I know it costs money, but if you can, like, advertise in your community newspaper or something, you know, or I don't know, because I know you're good at astrology, and people would pay you for your charts and stuff. Okay, let me see what the spirit is showing me. Wow, Nathaniel, I'm trying to. Wow, I'm just coming up blank. I see something structured, but it's almost, you're driving a vehicle. I'm seeing something structured, but it's like you're driving a vehicle. They keep bringing me back to your gifts, that you can make money through your gifts. That's what they're showing me. It's not.
It might be music, because my mom's saying stick with the music, and, you know, you put a lot of years in, and stick with it, and you'll be able to make some money. But I'm just trying to, you know, get up and up for the rent here next week.
Nathaniel, this is Nina. Seeing money coming from more than one direction, more than just your part-time job, I'm seeing that coming from music. I see it coming from your gift. I see it coming from your part-time job. Plus, there's another something else there. I'm not picking quite what it is, but there's a fourth way, too. I'm not sure what it is, but it's there.
Okay.
So my advice, take it or leave it, is put yourself out there, you know, let the universe know what you want, make it known, let your friends know what you want, put it out there, verbalize what you really want, and it's going to happen.
Cool.
Because I see, yeah, I saw that too, like from several different ways he was getting money.
Yeah, they're
not just working, yeah. All right, Nathaniel, you got to put it out there. Advertise yourself. You know you're good at what you do, no doubt.
Yeah.
Great.
That's what, like Nina said, your friends or, you know, and the universe, of course.
I'll put something on
there.
There
you go. There you go. Why not? Put it on Facebook and say that you do astrology charts, and if anybody's interested, to leave you a message on Facebook, and then you can, you know, call them and do the chart and get paid for it. There you go.
Thanks a lot.
And Google. Don't just stop at Facebook. Put a thing on Google as well.
Yeah, go whatever you've got. Just put it out there. Use whatever means you have at your disposal. Do it, and the money will be there. Honestly, it's right there. It's not very far from your grasp right now.
Well, sweet. Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Nathaniel. It's always good to hear from you. And, you know, I'm always wishing you the very best. Right?
Well, thank you. I am too.
All right, Nathaniel. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 773. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello. Hello. 773 area code. Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Okay, next one. Area code 646. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
You don't know anything.
It's going to
change.
July 11th.
Hello.
What
happened July 11th?
Okay. Another call. Okay, now we're down to area code 512. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, it's Julia from Austin, Texas. I think my angel's making this happen.
All right, Julia.
Hi. With the two previous callers, that's what I meant. So I called in last week, and I really enjoy listening to y'all. And you gave me some fantastic advice. So this week I was wondering if you could tell me about my love life.
Oh, okay, Julia. Who's the man? I see a man right now. Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand? Oh.
Yeah. You ever see people put their hand up and they're going like, talk to the hand because I don't even understand. I see a guy doing that. That's not the guy that you're looking for. Maybe this was somebody that I'm definitely somebody in your past. Okay. First off, let me say this. Don't be so sensitive. Sometimes people say things, they're just off the hoof, so... I see you're a sensitive person, and sometimes you take things to heart. So
I do.
Sometimes just look at it and say, hey, you know what? That's just who that person is. That's not me, and I'm not a part of it. I'm not in it. That's just who they are. They deal with their own life. Okay. I see a man in a tuxedo like he's coming from a wedding. Woo-woo.
Huh.
Yeah. I think you're gonna be invited as a date, friend. Yep, to go to a wedding because the guy's in a tuxedo, and he's walking back to the table where you're sitting at, like at the reception, and he's walking back to the table where you're at. That's what I visually see right now. So, you are his date. So evidently, whoever that's coming up that you're getting ready to meet, but you know what? You know him. He's like a friend, but. Not a close friend, but a friend. You know, somebody that's, you know, like you could even call him and say, hey, you know what, I feel like going to dinner. You want to go to dinner? And he's like, okay, cool. You know, kind of like that. Not like afterwards, do you want me to walk you home or come in for a night drink? And you're like, no, we ain't like that. That's the kind of friend he is. So, I mean, the friendship could develop to something else. That's between the two of you. Because he is single, just like you're single.
Oh.
So that's what I'm pitching. But, yeah, I see him asking you to be his date at this wedding. And
interesting.
You are.
Okay. That's not the one I was thinking of. And the last time I called, I was asking about career, and y'all were like, he's the one, like, right off the bat. So, and that's the one that I was thinking of. But he's not single right now.
Yeah, no, this guy's single. And he's... Yeah, he's available. Like I said, he's a friend. You know him, but you don't know him real well. But you know him enough that you would be comfortable going out with him. Okay. You know, you wouldn't be afraid or hurt or anything like that because he's a good guy. But from the date, you know, who knows? Things can develop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you two might decide to start seeing each other for real, you know, as a couple.
Okay.
That option is there. Let me put it to you like that. That option is there.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm picking up. And it's a May wedding, May 30th.
Wow. May 30th.
It's May 30th. I'm not telling you that you're going to wait all month. He's not waiting a whole month to invite you to a wedding. But the wedding is May 30th, and he'll probably call you in the next 2 weeks here or less, 10 days or less. he'll be calling you to see what your schedule looks like, if you'd like to be his date.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Actually, you know what? I'm not picking up too much because I have this feeling that you haven't quite made up your mind what you want in a partner. You're kind of wishy-washy on that, and that's why I'm not picking up too much. That's probably why Lennis is only picking up a date for you right now, because you are too wishy-washy as far as what you want in a partner. You need to figure that out and come to terms with that yourself before anything can really happen in the love.
I feel like I have. Like, I know. I believe that I know, and I have him in mind, and when I'm around him, the energy is just amazing. So I feel like, you know, like
you have yourself focused on one person. You haven't got yourself focused on what you want in a partner. I think that's why. You need to find the qualities you want in a partner, not this one person. The qualities have got to be there, and I don't think they're there with that one person. You need to be treated like a queen. I don't think he's going to do that for you.
Oh.
Oh, okay. She says.
He's got too many other priorities right now, and you aren't top of the list.
I do, and I do as well. Yeah, we're not, either of us are in an honoring spot right now. But I was told he was my twin flame. I don't know if y'all know about twin flames.
Yeah, I do, but no.
No, him.
It's not him. You need to find somebody else, and you need to be, in your mind, come up with what you want in a partner, not this particular person. You come up with what your ideals are for your ideal partner. Put it out there, okay? You're not going to get 10 out of 10, but it's going to be a close 9.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they have a good heart, they're compassionate and funny and kind and loving. And did I mention funny?
Yep.
Yeah. You need to come in first, not fifth or sixth. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's got to happen. Okay. So you go... Go in and work on that for us, and then get back to us next and let us know how you're making out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious now. Last week, y'all were instantly like, he's the one, and that's the one I was thinking of. So, interesting.
Day-to-day, things change.
They do.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, something happened between now and last week.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Julia, well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you so much, ladies. I enjoy your show. God bless.
God bless you, too, and have a wonderful weekend. Remember, you're a queen. You come first.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you for calling. Okay. Something where I'm at, 631. There we go. Okay. Area code 631, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw with Love Life. I don't have one.
Okay. Ooh, Suzanne, you are bitter. You are, I'm going to just put it out there, bitter blip. I don't like saying bad words. I don't know who hurt you, but there's bitterness. That bitterness is holding you back. So whoever hurt you, let it go. That's, you know what? Just in your mind, say thank you because you showed me what I don't want or need in my life.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. Now, let's see what's coming up. Why do I see you shaving? It's like you're shaving the shards off of soap. Wow. Why am I seeing that? You're shaving shards. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Oh, okay. So you got to clean house first before a man is going to come. That's it. There you go. So, Suzanne, cleaning house, you know what that means? Get the garbage, riffraff, and all that out of your spirit, your mind, your physicality. And just focus. Well, I want to say just focus, but as Nina was telling the other caller, the clarity, Suzanne, on what you want. Don't let the bitterness stop you from really loving somebody who God has probably designed for you. So don't hold back. Just like, let that go.
No, I have. I'm trying to go out there online. I don't know. Nothing's happening. I mean, I have to meet the people, I guess.
Well, yeah. I don't think a man.
But I'm trying to meet people.
Oh, good. Okay. Very good. Okay, well, yeah. I see that you're meeting people, but you just got to be clear of the garbage that was back there. Just, you know, like, that ain't you. You're a queen. You deserve so much better. Jesus, you know. Put your mind on, you deserve to be happy, and you give yourself permission to be happy and to be loved the right way, your way, the good way. Okay, Suzanne?
Okay. All
yeah,
right, thank
I'm
you.
I'm not seeing any guy, but like you say, I see that you're out visiting, but just put yourself first and have the clarity there. You know, don't get desperate because you're horny, or don't get desperate because you're lonely. You know what I mean? Make sure that when you're with somebody, and this time around, when you're with them, that they love you as much as you love them.
Okay.
All
is
right.
The other lady
make
seen
sure
it?
Huh?
Is the other lady?
I'm seeing the same thing as what Lennis is seeing. You need to clean house first. You need to have your mind free and no more self-doubt or anything else. You are a remarkable person. You deserve the absolute
Amen.
Best in life.
Amen. That's right.
Okay.
And you believe that, Suzanne, about yourself. You know what? I've said this before on the show. I know it's conceited, but it's not cocky. It's confident. I'll say, I look good, I smell good, and I taste good. Now what? Because that's how I feel about myself. And at times when I've been a little heavy, I just say, I may be big as a house, but you know what? All my rooms are in order. Right? Because you feel good about you. That's what makes you feel good, and you know this about you. So that's what I'm telling you. You say the things to yourself. You don't doubt yourself like, look, I look good. I know I'm a good person. I have a good attitude. You know, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
You deserve it, Suzanne. You deserve it. Like she said, you're a remarkable person. So, Queen Suzanne, the next time I hear from you, it better be about your new guy.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Go
you
ahead,
too,
Nina.
Bye-bye.
I said, no, she's very welcome. Have a great week.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, area code 602. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. That's my sister's
Hi.
Name, too.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And what can we answer for you?
What's your question, Elizabeth?
Okay, I had asked in the room about a life partner. I've been single for 12 years and was abused, and I came to a real good ending here, so I'm ready for that. I've put out there what I want. I pretty much go to work and come home, and I do go out and try to meet other people on the weekends and things like that, but it's just that nobody pays attention to me.
I see a wall around you. That's what I'm mm-hmm. seeing right now. You've kind of built up a shield all the way around you. You're still a little shy of really letting anybody into your circle.
Yeah, well, like you said, when I try to talk to people, they don't respond. They, you know, guys just, it's almost like I intimidate guys.
I don't think you intimidate them, Elizabeth. What you need to do is believe in yourself, who you are, and what you're about in your character. and believe that. When you believe in yourself, do you know confidence shows? Men can see that, even a next woman. But men can see the confidence in you. So,
well, I've been told that they see the confidence in me.
Huh?
Yeah, I've been told that people see the confidence in me. And I believe that too, but nobody responds.
Well, you're not looking. I don't think
go
you're
ahead,
looking
Nina.
In the right. I don't think you're looking in the right places for the right partner for you. I don't. There's something there. I can't see it clearly. Lennis, can you see anything else?
I see by water. Anything that's close to water, a restaurant, a nightclub, eatery, anything. I see her meeting the person, the man she wants to meet.
Okay.
So anything that she
okay.
does near water, that's what I'm saying, you know, you ain't got to go swimming. But if you're at a restaurant that's near the water or...
yeah, because in the I'm in Arizona, and, you know, there's not much water besides restaurants
I know,
and, you know,
there
like pools.
Little, but aren't there, like, lakes or stuff like that around there that might have businesses?
Lake there's
Havasu,
no lakes close.
I'm not telling you to go up there, but you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, yeah,
like
but
lake
that's...
Havasu.
Huh? Yeah, but see, all the lakes that are around me are probably 4 hours
okay,
away.
Just 1 second here, Elizabeth. I just picked up a koi pond. Is there a restaurant or something that has a koi pond?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Put those female wows out there, Elizabeth. And don't give
well,
up.
Well, you know, I'm older, and a lot of people look at me that I work with, because I work with a lot of younger people, go, don't you think you're a little too old? And I said, no, I don't. I don't think
no.
so at all.
No, you're not.
No.
No.
You have a good attitude, but, yeah, I see that koi pond, and, yeah, Mr. is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, because we're the water.
Yeah, there's
is.
A
That's
couple restaurants that have koi ponds. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Go in there and have a dessert and cup of coffee and just, put your feelers out and see who's in there. Set your traps, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea, lady.
Yes, yes. Oh, you're going to do great. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Fun, huh?
Yeah.
Lucky, Elizabeth.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that if we listen to what everybody else says, just like with my coworkers, you know, then you'd sit there and be so depressed, and you can't do that.
No.
No. And look, regardless of your age, you're young at heart. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You
got to
realize that.
So
you have experience to teach them. Your life experiences can teach them, but also you're young at heart. So if they say something like that about you, also, well, you know what? I bet my heart is younger than yours.
Well, you know, I've had a talk with some, and I put it this way because they asked me, they said, well, you know, it seems like you've done everything. And I said, you know what, guys, I've lived almost three times your life. And I hope when you're my age that you can say you've done a lot of things too and, you know things because this is what life's about. And it's like I told them, I'm not done learning yet. There's a life out there for me yet. So no.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't do that to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very important.
All right. Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome, Anna. Let us know about the koi pond at the restaurant and your new guy.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week, Elizabeth. Okay. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator. She is a Reiki master and teacher as well as a psychic. And I want to thank everybody so far. I'm enjoying today. I tell you, it's a good day in the life. Okay,
it is.
Area code 5. Yes, it is. Area code 559, you're on the line.
Hello,
this is Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm calling from California.
Okay. Y'all running out of water.
I know that's not good. I know that's a bad thing. I was thinking, possibly
yeah,
going to move. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Don't scare me. My question is also about the love life. I'm 32. I've met a couple of guys, hit it off with some of them, and, you know, obviously that didn't work out. And I don't have any children, and I just want what every woman wants. Well, not everyone, but, you know, the husband, the children. I want to know if that's foreseeable in my future.
Evelyn, what's your astrology sign?
I'm a Leo.
Leo?
Yes.
June is going to be very good for you. Let's jot that down. Anyway, okay. What's coming up for Evelyn? Do you play squash? I see a guy that plays squash, and you're winking at him like you know him, or you're flirting. Oh, okay, you're flirting. But he plays squash. You know what that is?
I would have to Google it.
Okay, Google what squash is, but kind of like cricket. Anyway, I see him. You're at the game, but I see you winking at him while he's out on the field playing.
Okay.
And he's about your age. He looks like he's about 32 or 33. Let's see, what else?
But usually people play that like in the gym, right? Seems like it. Striking the ball with
no,
the racket.
No, squash is outside on the lawn.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I guess, wait a minute. Nina, is
squash
the one with the hand? Yeah, the hand game, right. I guess it is inside with the ball. You hit with the glove and your hand. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Hey. That stands to reason. He's in the gym playing and he looks up and sees you. Okay, Evelyn. Get your flirt on, girlfriend. Okay, let me go a little bit further. Who's 35? He's in college. He's about to come out, in fact. A doctor? George. 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 He's 35. He's becoming a doctor. I guess he's at the end. He's done his residency, so, yeah, he's getting ready to become an MD. Where do you meet him at? Again, I'm seeing water in the beach with you. It's down on the water or at the beach. This guy works part-time as a lifeguard. Now I see him. Just for extra money, but he's going to be a doctor. So that's, I just tell you that, he works as a lifeguard on the beach, and I know the beach is open, what, in June or the end of May? And his name is George, so you got that, right? Evelyn? Oh. I guess she left. Hello, I guess Evelyn left. Okay, we'll go to another call. Area code 404, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Lydia. How are you?
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. My question is about my niece. My niece is in foster care, and I've been fighting to get her out. I have court on May 4th. Do you see the judge making a decision?
Oh, yes.
she is so happy to be with you. Oh, my goodness. This little girl is crying and laughing at the same time. She's so happy. I see her holding you around your waist, just holding you and holding you. Oh, bless her heart. Yeah, the decision will go in your favor. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there any messages
and
from
God bless
my spirit guide?
And God bless you for taking
me. Thank you.
You know what? She's never going to leave you. This child will be not only like a daughter to you, but even when she, I see her at the age of 21, and you're like, you know, you can get your own apartment now. But she's so close to you, it's almost like you two are joined at the hip. It's almost like she's your child instead of your sister's.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, yeah, but
she does love her mother a lot.
Yeah, she won't leave you. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. She won't. It's like she will. I mean, you know, she'll be a grown woman and have her life. But it's like you could just pick up the phone. She's right there. That's how much this child loves you. And even when she becomes a grown woman, you're just connected at the hip. She'll never leave you. Whatever it is, I mean, it's just she'll do whatever she has to get it for you. Believe me, if you weren't able to have money for groceries, she'd bring in a car full of groceries because that's the love she has for you. So that's why I'm saying God bless you for what you're doing because it really means a lot to this child right now, a whole lot, more than what you even know.
Well, I want to give her a stability.
And you will.
And a loving home.
You will. She'll be your daughter. You know, you couldn't call her your niece, but as she grows up, for all intents and purposes, she's your daughter, and she will not leave you. I don't care who her parents are. Once she's with you, she'll never go. She'll be right there with you. Yeah, this is kind of meant to be. Sorry that she had to go through some issues in her life, and you did too to get custody, but it's all working out now for the very best, and I mean the very best. Yeah, the very best. So, Miss Nina?
Yeah, it's all about the love, and there's lots of love there.
Yep, it sure is. I just see this young woman way down the road. She just, wow. She really loves you, Lydia. You'll see it. I mean, you'll see it as time goes on, but I'm telling you, she'll be just like a daughter than a niece. She just loves you. Loves you, loves
I love
you,
her
loves
too.
You. So, you know, God will bless you, too, for what you're doing. I know you
Thank
went
you.
Through hell and high water, but you know what? The end result, you are the blessed one. You're the one that's blessed. And she is, too, for being with you. But you know what I'm saying? You'll be blessed for this in many ways. So keep the love going, Lydia.
Well, thank you so much.
Prayers are
answers. Pray that I do get her. That's just something I really, really want. I want her out of foster care.
Oh, you will. It will go in your favor, no doubt. There is no doubt.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. All
right, I'll call you with an update when I get one.
Okay, and again, Lydia, God bless you and thank you. For stepping up.
You too.
I know that's
Thank
what
you, lady,
did.
For giving up part of your Sunday to be part of mine. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Okay, then.
Most welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and we got 5 minutes. Let me see. Can we do two more calls right quick? At least help two more people. Area code 786, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call, Linus and Nia. I was wondering if you see a really great guy coming into my life for
Okay.
What's your name?
Samantha.
Samantha.
Who's Richard? Rich or Richard? That came up right quick. Do you know who that is?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I'm seeing Rich. His name is Richard, but everybody just calls him Rich.
He can either be a few years older or a few years younger, but I'm looking at 3 years difference. Either way, either 3 years younger than you or 3 years older than you. He likes to have fun. He's very charismatic and outgoing. He's into music. Interesting. He's into music, but I don't see him playing an instrument. Maybe a DJ? He's got a regular job, but he's got two jobs. He's got a regular job like Monday through Friday, and then he does DJ on the weekends. Yeah, he's a DJ on the weekends. He's well-known. He's an all-around guy. I mean, a lot of people know this guy, Rich. But something about you captures his attention, Samantha. So I guess at the club or wherever that he's DJing at and he sees you, I think you go up to speak to him or request for him to play a certain song. That's what I'm seeing. You request for a certain song and you two just do a generic conversation. But you end up, I believe at the end of the night, you go out to breakfast.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yep, I don't really like clubs. But that'd be interesting to see if it happens.
Well, yeah, he's a DJ. Well, like I said, this guy, Rich, is well-known. So whatever club that you're at, I mean, you don't have to be a club person per se. Just could be out one night, you know, and like, hey, let's go down here to Club Ebony or something. And he's DJing. You go up to request a song, and you two start a conversation. Start talking, but what I'm picking up right now, he's a good guy, and he works two jobs. I'm picking up he might have two kids. He might. I'm not feeling that as a certainty. But I'm seeing a possibility. But he's single. He's not married. So, what are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Actually, I'm not picking up too much. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm not picking up too much. There's some kind of block in the way.
Okay, well, I picked up on Rich, the guy that she will meet soon.
Yeah, I picked up on two, but he's not the forever type.
Probably not, because he's working in nightclubs, yeah.
Yeah.
But he, you know, I'll put it like this. He'll fill the void, Samantha. You know what I mean? To enjoy for a little while, but don't get, what Nina's saying, don't get hung up on him. Don't like, this
no.
is the guy that I'll be with for the rest of my life. No.
No. Yeah, he'll be there for a good time and for a lot of fun, but that's about it. I don't see anything further than that. I don't know why.
Yeah, the club and the two kids part would be kind of very.
Yeah, well, don't throw it out. I mean, you never know what the universe holds, right? So don't throw out because he has kids. That doesn't mean the kids live with him if he has them. I don't see him with the kids, him raising the children. I just see it's a possibility he could have two kids. So,
okay.
Yeah. And, you know, don't worry about it, even if he's in the club, because you know what? Maybe when he's around you, he's settled. You know, he's not putting on like he has to when he goes for the DJ. Okay?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about it. Keep your mind open to all the possibilities. The man that God has designed for you is out there. Maybe Rich will lead you to the next one, huh? Who knows?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Samantha. Well, thank you for calling. And have a wonderful week. You're welcome. I want to apologize to the rest of the callers. I'm sorry. It's 1 minute left. Not even that. I want to say thank you to everybody that called in today. I do appreciate you and love you. I also want to say thank you to Miss Nina for being in the chat room. As always, she's always there for me, and I do appreciate that. Don't forget the full moon is the 3rd, which is next Sunday. And if you want an in-depth reading, remember, go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Miss Nina, anything you want to say on the way out?
Just have a great week, everyone, and keep smiling and keep the positive happening.
Amen. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Miss Nina.
Love you, and everyone in the chat room.
Love you, too.
You ladies.